Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. We have some news of things that are happening, and I hope and pray that you've been praying for John, our the big kahuna of Republic Broadcasting Network. This dear soul is laid up in a hospital bed, I understand, and he's doing better, doing a little better, but I guess he was expecting to get out of the hospital tomorrow, and that may not happen. We got to increase our prayers, folks. That's what we got to do. And don't forget to send in those letters and cards, because, boy, I'll tell you, my wife is just blessed by them, and I know how John would appreciate that, too, now that he's got some owies and wants to rest and recuperate a little bit, but we need to let him know how much we miss him and how much we need him, because he's a heck of a patriot and does so much for so many that we just need him out and able to work his long hours every day that he works for all of us. So keep those prayers and letters coming to John. I'll be blessed by it as soon as he's out kicking around again. Well, folks, we're so pleased here at our two police and military associations to hear that our dear brother, former IRS agent Joseph Bannister, was found not guilty. He was acquitted by a jury in federal district court June 23, and this is a absolute surprise and almost a shock to those that don't know how powerful our Lord is. and how important and powerful our prayers are. A lot of us have been praying for Joe that the evil, truly criminal Justice Association, I don't even like to use the word justice organization, justice agencies, because they're not justice agencies, but they are criminal, that's for sure. But anyway, the criminal justice system has lost. They've sent their best tyrants and ambulance chasers now who have become judges and prosecutors, and they've done every dirty trick in the book to try to be put our dear brother, very honorable and truly a great patriot, Joseph Bannister, who himself has about turned the IRS on their ear. You know, him and Sherry Jackson, another former IRS agent, and others who are working together, former IRS employees, working together to expose to the American people the lies and the con of the 16th Amendment, which is supposedly, allegedly, was passed, which it wasn't, of course, wasn't lawfully passed, which was the income tax amendment. And but they've been enforcing it on the American people, even though it was not lawfully passed. And Joseph Bannister, an IRS agent, one of those that he and I used to kid around, that he was one of those guys that screwed his gun in the ear of average Americans, forcing them to pay an income tax. And he admits to that because he believed it was the right thing to do, just like us going into military, right, folks? You know, we believe that we were going into military to fight for America. None of us have. Unless you were in the Revolutionary War, did you fight for America? But, of course, we were lied to, just like Joseph Bannister was lied to. And he was told that there was laws enforcing the American people to pay an income tax on their wages. And there is no such law. And he found that out a few years back. And he was really in a dilemma because he had submitted, he spent about a year, 9 months, something like that, investigating after he'd been an agent, a gun-toting government agent for the IRS for about 7 years. And you know the story. He couldn't find the law that made you and me as a private citizen eligible to pay a tax on our income. And so he went to his superiors in letter form, a written document, and asked them, show me the law. And they refused to show him the law because they're in a bad position, folks. There is no law. And so they told him that he could either keep his mouth shut and continue to do his job enforcing Americans to pay an income tax when there is no law, or he could leave. And so he called me, and we talked on the phone, and it was an agonizing decision for him because he has little children and a wife making, I guess he's making $80,000, $90,000 a year, and had no other job to go to. And so, but being the honorable Christian man that he is, the great patriot Joseph Bannister is, he quit. He just up and quit. His wife wasn't too happy about that, but Joseph Bannister knew that if he was forcing Americans down to the point of drawing his gun on Americans to force them to pay an income tax when there wasn't any law telling them that they had to do so, that he could not sleep with himself after that. He couldn't do it. And I remember as a police officer having the same problems, folks. We didn't enforce the income tax law, but we enforced and committed immoral and unlawful acts against American citizens, and able to allegedly keep them safe and to stop crime and all the things that the police believe we're doing it for. And Joseph Bannister found out he wasn't doing something honorable, moral, he was doing things unlawful by telling people they had to pay an income tax when there wasn't any law. But you can imagine how much they hated this guy, because right after he called me on the phone and we talked and he decided that he would tell them goodbye, tendered his resignation. We encouraged him, myself and some others, I don't know if some of you know Paymon, Freedom Law School, and some others, TV Kid, encouraged him to get up and speak around the country and to go to the podium and tell his story. And so he began to do this all over the United States. Well, he was really exposing the big lie that there was no law causing you and me as a private citizens to pay an income tax. And so, and he's so believable, folks. I mean, I always tell people when I get up to speak, I tell them, beware the sage on the stage. I said, now, I could be lying to you today. So just as I start to speak to you about these things I'm going to speak to you about, remember, I could be lying to you. Beware the sage on the stage. Well, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, when Joseph Bannister gets up to speak to you, this man is so mild-mannered and so honorable, it just reeks out of him. It just seeps out of his pores. And if you hear him speak, you know that he is an honorable, patriotic American. So he was causing the IRS tremendous pains because everybody that heard Joe believed him. And so, and of course, they could go look it up themselves, and nobody can find the law in Title 26, I think, is the IRS code, because there isn't any law. So you can imagine how the IRS called out their big goons, the goon judges that had sold their souls to the devil years ago and were willing to do anything to uphold and protect the system, even though it's unlawful and unconstitutional system. They would do anything, and they'd proven that. And then they called in their goons at the prosecutor's offices and got the heaviest guns they could to go after Joe Bannister. And they indicted him and tried to put him away in prison to keep him quiet. But just last week, he won his case, and he's not guilty on all charges. And so, and they hit him with everything they could, the conspiracy one, which they hit everybody with, conspiracy, which you don't have to have any evidence to prove conspiracy. That's the easiest one to find people guilty on. And then false claims against the United States, filing false tax returns, aiding and assisting the filing of false tax returns. See, he's a CPA in his real life. And he went into CPA work after he left the IRS. And willful failure to withhold and pay taxes, they hit him with 10 counts of that, 3 counts of aiding and abetting the filing of false tax returns, and 2 counts of this and 3 counts of that, 2 counts of this. I guess they probably had him on 10 charges, all felonies. And they lost. So, folks, when you know that that judge and that prosecutor are conspiring, criminally conspiring together to withhold evidence, to create evidence, to destroy evidence, to withhold witnesses that you need to prove your innocence, to withhold evidence you need to prove your innocence, and just railroading you into prison, and these goons lose, what can you say, folks, that prayer works? And that's why so many people were shocked, because many people today don't believe prayer works. But if you want to read this account of what happened to Joe Bannister, our dear brother, and how we're so elated that God just confounded the judge and confounded the evil prosecutor and evil judge, and all their tricks, all their evil tricks didn't work, and Joseph is free now. Go to this website. I'll give just a second for you to get a pen. I'll give you this website and go read about it. It's very, very exciting. And folks, the reason it is so exciting is that this helps every single one of us. Just about 3 years ago, it was, what was her name? Bernie Krugland, the FedEx pilot, female FedEx pilot that won a case just about like this. About 3 years ago, and that helped all of us out here. Well, now Joseph Bannister has won his case, and that helps everyone listening to my voice today. I'll tell you how in just a minute, and I'll give you out that website. So I hope you'll get a pencil and paper. Be right back after this important break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Harder and longer hours than what I was when I was a cop. But it's good duty, folks, very good duty when you're working with police and soldiers that love God and love freedom. It is very, very good duty. So I'm honored and truly blessed to know so many wonderful people in uniform. And more are waking up all the time, so that's really a blessing. We hear from more of them all the time. But let's give out that website on Joseph Bannister. He's just won his case, and we're praising the Lord for that, because when God's power overshadows Lucifer's minions as they come against a man like Joseph Bannister, it just lights your fire. I mean, it just turns you on and just thrills your very soul, seeing God's power overshadow these evil, evil agents for Lucifer that are here on this earth and in our centers of power in the government today, and that's just what happened. But for the whole story, if you'd like to read about this win for God's people, go to HTTP. Oh, no, you don't need that, folks. Just go to www, all right? The HTTP should already be in there. Just go to www.newswithviews. And I'm saying news, N-E-W-S, with W-I-T-H, views, V-I-E-W-S.com, newswithviews.com, /DV. This is DV Kids' article here on what happened at the trial, and that's spelled D-E-V-V, like victory, Y, /KIDD, K-I-D-D. And after you put that, don't make a space, just right after KIDD, K-I-D-D, put 112.htm. I'll give it to you again, www.newswithviews.com/DEVY/KIDD, K-I-D-D, 112.htm. Thrill your soul. Read this article, folks, and praise the Lord, because believe me, this is exactly what happened. People have been praying for our dear brother Joseph Bannister, an honorable law enforcement person who had to step down because he could no longer commit the crimes against people by enforcing a law that didn't even exist. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't sleep with himself at night. You know, and he and I talked on the phone before he quit. He didn't want to quit. He liked his job, but he no longer believed, and it was absolutely true, that he was doing anything good for America, because he was lying, and now he knew he was cheating people, and he was defrauding them. And so go to that website and enjoy. I mean, you should get great joy out of reading this. D.V. Kidd did a wonderful article. And D.V. Kidd's one of the people most responsible for awakening Joseph Bannister. He read my material sometime later, our Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter and so forth, as I understand it, and Operation Vampire Killer 2000. But D.V. Kidd was on a radio program at one time and was saying that the income tax was absolutely unconstitutional. Well, our special agent for the FBI, Joseph Bannister, was listening, and he thought she was lying. And so he began to check it out himself. He says, I'm going to show this woman who's talking to all these people on talk radio, telling them that there's no law requiring them to file an income tax, I'm going to prove her wrong. So he went to work looking up the law, and guess what? It wasn't there. She was absolutely right. So I just say a prayer and thank the Lord today for our dear brother, Joseph Bannister, beating the thugs with the IRS. And like I say, not all IRS agents are bad, just like not all cops and soldiers are bad. Of course not. There is, most of them are just as brainwashed as I was and Joseph Bannister was before somebody awakened us. Good news. That's exciting, folks. Well, let's go open up the phone lines here, and then we'll go to David in Phoenix. David, hold on just a minute. Let's give out that phone number if you'd like to call in tonight, folks. You can call in on 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. So let's go now to David in Phoenix, my old stomping grounds. David, how are you tonight?
Oh, good afternoon, Jack. How are you today?
I'm just doing fine, brother, doing well.
I want to tell you, Jack, this is the best news I have heard in a long time.
Isn't that marvelous?
Oh, this is great. I have been following Joseph Bannister's case, freedomabovefortune.com, his website.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I get all his newsletters, and I've also followed Irwin Schiff for many years.
Oh, yes.
I've spent many years studying the criminals at the Internal Robbery Service.
Oh, and I like that. Criminal, the Internal Robbery Service, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what we call it.
I like that. I think it's very fitting.
Yes, and I've met Dede Kidd back in the late 90s. We brought her into Kansas City to speak to us at a constitutional conference that we held there.
Isn't she impressive?
Oh, she's a beautiful and very intelligent lady.
She is very impressive. Boy, does she know her law. Yes.
Sure does.
Well, David, you want to hold over for a minute?
Yes, I will.
Okay, hold over, and we'll just bring you up after the bottom of the hour here. Folks, if you'd like to call in tonight, go ahead. I've got other news reports for you. But if you'd like to call in on 800-313-9443. We'll go away a couple minutes and be right back with David in Phoenix. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. Let's go right back to David in Phoenix. David, come on back, brother.
I'm hearing news, you know, I've been fighting the IRS for 30 years. I've read everything that's ever been published.
Wow,
on the IRS. And I'm hearing they're going to come out with a new national sales tax. Do you
that's
know anything
right.
about that?
Yes. They did that to the people in England. You remember that
right.
They convinced the people in England that if they would allow them to put on a VAT tax, value-added tax, or national sales tax, that they would get rid of the income tax over there. Well, they lied, of course, and now the poor people in England have both. They never intended to get rid of the oppressive income tax, and now they have both. And that's the same thing they're doing here, David. They're going to sell us on how much simpler it would be if we did an unconstitutional sales tax on the people, and the people say, oh my goodness, that's going to be wonderful because it's only going to be 6% or whatever they decide to make it,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to get rid of the income tax. That's so oppressive, so everybody's going to say, yay, and they're going to allow them to vote for it, and then they'll keep both. So it's a con job, David. It's a con job, and we ought to go back to doing things constitutional instead of doing things more unconstitutional, because the people are just so gullible, they're going to go for it just like the poor people in England did.
What do you think is the best way to oppose them when they introduce this new national sales tax? Well, how do you think maybe How do you think maybe we can oppose him?
Well, I think we need to get the truth out. There was one guy, who was his name, Griffith, who wrote a book about the constitutional tax, a way to use a constitution and get away from the income tax and go back to constitutional tax system and forget about all these new super-duper, we're going to save the people money taxes like the VAT tax, value-added tax, and the sales tax.
Right.
Because they're con jobs, and they're also unconstitutional.
Right.
And so what we have to do is just get out and inform people about let's go back under the Constitution. Let's not try to do things that allegedly are going to make it better for us when those things will be just as unconstitutional as the present tax system we have.
Mm-hmm. You know, Alex Jones has been talking about the governments are setting up toll roads. They're taking roads that have been paid for, and they're turning them into toll roads and charging people a tax.
Yeah, and then they're selling the roads, and then they're selling the roads to private concerns, and the money goes to these private international concerns. Yeah, it's this is all part of the plan that Vice President Igor talked about in his a communist book that he wrote. Remember Al Gore when he said America's gas has to be at least $5 a gallon so we can be merged with the rest of the world. Well, setting up the toll roads, Vice President Igor said it was to get us on bicycles. We have to be on bicycles in America because we can't be merged with nations where the people don't have cars and we have all the cars. Well, the toll roads are to finish us off. David, because they say it'll cost each of us about $1,500 to $2,000 per vehicle in our family, and then with the gas prices going up to $8, $10 a gallon, that'll be it. We'll be on bicycles just like they plan, and they can merge us then with third world nations.
They want us all on public transportation.
That's
they want everybody riding buses trains.
Or walking or on bicycles.
They're planning to build a light rail here in Phoenix. Supposed to be operational here, I guess, in 2 years, 3 years, something like that.
Yeah, they're getting ready because they know the plan is to raise the gas prices up where you and I can't buy the gas. At least I sure won't be able to. Because now that the international crime families are taking over the oil in the Middle East, and that's one of their goals is to totally take it over and raise the price up to $8 and $10 a gallon. They will get their wishes if the American people don't wake up and realize that we have more gas, unpumped oil in America than almost any nation on the face of the earth. But they've closed the cap the wells on the Northern Slope years ago. Told ARCO and others, don't dare tell the American people that we're doing this because we want them dependent on foreign oil so that they will... be under our control.
Right. Alaska is just steaming with oil.
There's my goodness,
so much oil in Alaska, and they cap those wells up there.
Yes.
And if we open those wells, we could have cheap oil, but they don't want to do that.
No, they don't want to do it. We're supposed to have no manufacturing, no production in America whatsoever. We're just supposed to be a service nation servicing the products of other nations for $5 and $6 an hour. And we're almost there right now, David. That's the plan.
I'll tell you, Jack, I think, you know, this is going to sound kind of, dramatic, but I think we need to do what they did in Romania. You know, I remember years ago when the Romanian people revolted. Dragged Nicolae Ceausescu. They dragged him out of the Capitol building, and they hung him in Town Square.
And his evil wife, too.
And his evil wife, too. And,
that's
the American people, I don't want to advocate criminal action, but, you know, sooner or later, the American people are going to have to hold these people accountable for their criminal activities. Have to come together, and we're going to have to hold these people accountable somehow, some way.
I think it's long past time, brother, and as more and more people awaken, as we found here at Republic Broadcasting Network and as we found here at our two police and military associations, more and more people are awakening. So I think it's got these evildoers very, very nervous about what's going to happen if the unwashed masses up here all of a sudden wake up to the evil that's in this high offices and every establishment in the United States and begin to hold them responsible. So, David, I think you're right. It's long past time, and they certainly are nervous about more people waking up.
Well, Jack, I love your program, and I love the way you focus your attention on real news instead of propaganda like the mainstream media, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, Brother David, thank you so much. You helped take care of Phoenix down there. That's where I've got six of my grandkids there and two sons in that area, and so help take care of that place. Boy, it's going in the dumper very fast, and so they need a lot of help down there, David. So Lord bless you, okay?
Well, God bless you too, Jack.
Okay, brother, you take care now. All right, great caller, great patriot there. 30 years he's been studying the evil tax system in this nation. And that's wonderful, because I'll bet you I hear it in David's voice. He has not been just hiding in his prayer closet with this knowledge. He doesn't want to be the most educated person in the concentration camp. He's been out doing something with that knowledge and spreading that knowledge. And so, hooray for you, David. Hear, hear. And just keep on going, brother, because as the Lord says, his word doesn't come back to him void. And I found in the Freedom Movement, if you hand out a tape or tell people to listen to Republic Broadcasting Network or give them a newsletter or something, and they read it and it gets into their brain, even if they hand it back to you and say, hey, I read this stuff, this is trash, I don't want it, it's too late, because it's in their brain. And sometime in the weeks ahead, the months ahead, maybe years ahead, it's going to click in that brain. It's happened to me over and over and over again with our police and soldiers over the last 24 years. They think you're crazy in the beginning. They say, McLam, you're crazy. This is America. It can never happen here. And then 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, they call me and say, Jack, I couldn't believe it. You were right all along. It's happening right now. So we don't lose when we do what God told us to do, and that's spread truth in his word as fast as we can into the minds and hearts of his people. Let's go to John in Colorado. John, how are you tonight?
I thank you very much. And here's the thing. I'm a U.S. Army, a former U.S. Army Airborne Ranger Jump Master.
Yes.
72 jumps, Vietnam vet.
Wow.
The IRS put a lien on me in 1993. I went to their court. It was adjudicated. I owed the IRS nothing. They won't take the lien off of me. I've got to sue them in U.S. District Court.
Sure.
So I need all the information I can get on the Bannister case to include that stuff in this court case.
Well, you've gone to the right source. D.V. Kidd and Joseph Bannister worked together with Sherry Jackson, another former IRS agent. And you just go to DV Kid's website there.
Well, I tried to get that, but you weren't coming in very good, and I didn't get it.
Okay, let me give it to you again then. Here it is. Go to, you could probably, if you want to get with Joseph Bannister, just put his name, Joseph Bannister, in the search engine and just push and put former IRS agent and push the button for search, and you will find his website, but also you can do the same with D.V. Kidd. Her name's D-E-V-V-Y-K-I-D-D. And put that in the search engine, and believe me, you'll find her website. But the article we're talking about, where also D.V.'s contact information will be, is at News with Views. Newswithviews.com.
News with what?
News with Views. V-I-E-W-S. Like, views,
V-I-E-W-S?
Yeah, V-I-E-W-S, just like I'd like to hear your views on that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, newswithviews.com, and then put /DV, D-E-V-V-Y, /Kidd, K-I-D-D, 112.htm. And you'll find this very article in there, and I'm sure DV has her contact information in there, too.
Well, what I did, I sent him about 50 pages under Title V USCA, Freedom of Information Act, bill of particulars.
Yeah.
About a month and a half ago. They won't answer me.
Okay, well, you need
so
to
So I've got
to...
the mail. I've got all the documents. I'm ready to do it. But I wanted the information from Bannister on this to put in there.
Okay. Yeah, you get a hold of DV and Joe, and believe me, they're the best there is. They really are cooking on these issues.
Well,
they won't mislead you, I can guarantee you that.
And another thing is, I've got a case now in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals against Governor Bill Owens. He is a communist.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Well, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are here and working in Colorado right now.
Well, that's for sure. I can guarantee
we
you that.
We don't have a county or state court down here at this Mesa County Courthouse. The judges take a federal judge's oath of office. Now, how did they do that?
Well, sounds like they're federal judges to me.
Well, they took a federal judge's oath of office.
That's
now,
what
isn't
I say.
The governor, doesn't he have the authority to stop things like that?
Well, but does he have the heart to do it? If he's a communist, like everyone...
That's what's
the,
in my court case.
The,
my court case says
governors,
he is a communist.
Okay, well, every one of the state governors are globalist and are pushing for this Antichrist world government system.
Well,
so,
I've talked to everybody in this town, really, and nobody likes that man at all.
Well, okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear
and,
that. Maybe they'll vote him
so
out next time.
I've got that case going on. I'm fixing to file with the IRS now. I may get shot. But I'll tell you this. Hebrews 12:4 says, have you lost blood against sin? So if they shoot me, I'm covered.
That's right. That's absolutely true.
There you go.
Okay, John. Well,
thank
Lord
you
bless
very
you,
much. I will get on this website at the VA hospital in the morning and check it out.
Good deal, brother. Well, hey, thanks, too, for your service. We appreciate that very much. All right, brother. Okay, now, that's another good call, another fighter out there. I love people that are fighters. I just love it because I've been a fighter my whole life, and I love being with soldiers and police officers that are fighters. It's just... remember that old saying we use around here that it's better to fight for things that are true than fight for things that aren't true, as so many of our cops and soldiers are fighting for things that aren't true today. Let's go to John, it is, in California. John, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Officer Jack McLamb?
Hey, we're doing just fine, John.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You're just a blessing to me. You know what? Yahweh's going to bless you, too.
Well,
I really believe that what you're doing is going to be you're going to be stepping in paradise and receiving many blessings after everything's said and done.
Well, let me tell you, brother, I have received a lot of blessings. God blesses me more than I deserve all the time, and I'm just amazed all the time. I truly am.
Well, anyway, I wanted to help you out with that. It was G. Edward Griffin.
G. Edward Griffin. That's
that
right.
Wrote that book called.
Yeah.
Called Creature from Jekyll Island. That's about a 600-page book, but that'll explain the whole thing, how this money system and the IRS and the income tax and this and that, it'll explain the whole thing from start to end.
Well, that's good. Thank you, because I'd like to get him on, because I heard his tape. I heard an audio tape of his talking about the constitutional tax. It's in the Constitution.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And he does a marvelous job against this this crazy VAT tax and this.
Oh yeah,
these,
I read that book
new
back.
Taxes
in...
they're coming up with is the sales taxes and everything. So I need to get him on.
Yes, he's a righteous man, and also that I remember you and then I believe it was 1977 or 1997 or 98. He went to Sacramento, and I think Joe had just released himself from the beast.
I remember that.
You remember that?
I remember it, and I was so proud of him to be there at that meeting and get up and tell his story. I was just jumping with joy.
Yes, and you know, he's a righteous man too.
He certainly is.
He's going to be blessed for what he's been doing.
Absolutely.
Can I
ask you, John?
Can I ask you a question there, brother?
Yes.
I was just wondering if you live up around that area where where Bo and I think it was Jerry, the senator out of Arizona.
Yeah, yeah, I'm in the same exact location, and I can see Colonel Bo's house from my house, his former house, that is. He was divorced from his wife.
Yes.
And he moved back to Sandy Valley, but I can see his house from my place.
Yeah, we checked that out back in 90, I believe it was 97.
Yeah.
And
well, it's a marvelous place to live, I'll tell you.
The only thing I didn't like about Idaho was there were a lot of ex-Californians that were moving up there, and we decided to get a little place in Wyoming, which ended up in a county that still has a home rule sheriff, and you know all about that. So.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, brother, I appreciate your getting with it and telling people what it's like. And I just wanted to say one more thing about that gentleman that called from Colorado, that that Yahweh's going to bless him too. And he was right. I mean, the warriors out there that are fighting the fight will be covered.
Okay, brother John, you take care. Call back again. God bless you. Now we'll be right back, folks.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Sharp edge of a knife, Poseyville, P-O-S-E-Y-V-I-L-L-E, Indiana, 47633. So thanks for calling, and thank you, folks, for those letters and prayers and cards. They are a blessing to my wife. She opened some more yesterday. I'll tell you, it's a great joy to her going through her great challenge right now. Let's go to Grandpa John in Idaho, in almost my hometown right there in Idaho. Grandpa John, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Jack. Hey, say hi to Angie for me.
Thank you very much. I will. She's just in the next room.
We're all thinking of her and everything. And
thank you.
She's doing well.
Well, she's doing the best she can, and we do appreciate everybody praying for her and sending their best, because she's going to make it through this thing.
Yeah. That's great. I'm sure of that. Just thought I'd tell you that the school levy got voted down again. We voted it down a few weeks ago, and they did it again, and this time it came within 3 votes.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Just barely. So.
Yeah.
We suppose they'll be out trying to hunt up another way to dig
yes,
up those other
will.
Votes.
They never give up, do they, Grandpa John?
No, sir, they sure don't. No. They build a big old double gymnasium up there and 8 classrooms at Grangeville a couple years ago under the maintenance and operation bond levy.
Oh, really? Maintenance and operation.
Anyway, the other thing I was going to tell you about Skip and Helen, my son, and Helen Chenoweth are out flying around in Idaho announcing his candidacy for U.S. representative.
Okay, sounds good.
He's running
thank
for
your son. Thank
yeah,
your son for running.
Yeah, he's running for, well, it's Butch Otter is now. Butch Otter took over from Helen.
Well,
Skipper hopes that he can take over from Butch.
Well, that would be good. Okay.
Yeah. I see the weather's gotten nicer, flying around. And
well, good. He can't be with a better. He can't be with a better lady than Helen Chenoweth. That's wonderful. Yeah.
No, I don't know how you could beat that. You know, she's loved by everybody here, except a few liberals.
Yeah, except the ones that don't mind destroying America. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, I'll be happy to see you again, Grandpa John, before too long. Keep your prayers going for Angie, and maybe we'll get back up there before too long. You know?
Okay, good talk to you again, Jack.
Okay, Lord bless you, brother. You take care.
Bye.
Hey, there's a great patriot, folks. Grandpa John's been in the battle up there in our area, Kamiai, Kuski, and Stites area of along the Clearwater River there and the Snake River in Idaho. He's been a fighter his whole life. His son is a state representative, state senator, actually, Skippy, he was just talking about. He's now running for the Congress. And they've been great patriots, their family, and we definitely love this guy. And he's still in the fight. I think he's probably about 70 years old. And he's still in the fight and just giving them what for all the time. Got a lot of great patriots up there, and I want to say hi to everybody. And thank you for standing up there, folks, in that area for God and country. I love you, and my wife loves you, too, and all the listeners out there. Don't forget this old cop and my bride, Master Sergeant Angie McLam, loves you, too. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org. www.republicbroadcastingnetwork.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.